WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211 as well as Gerwig.net. I'm Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hey, we're back. After a week hiatus, we're back.
We're back and better than ever.
Woohoo!
Because technically we are.
We are, yeah, we are.
Because the last time we both were on the air together, we both weren't feeling well.
I'm not sick anymore, y'all. He's not sick anymore. We're good.
Yeah, we're out of the woods. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. So this Monday Night Raw got off to an amazing start because the man, the myth, the legend, Roman Reigns came out to open up Monday Night Raw. Was everyone excited that Brock was going to open up the show? Because it wasn't. It was Roman Reigns, and he, you know, says he's going to be in the win the Royal Rumble. He's going to main event WrestleMania for the third time. Paul Heyman came out because, you know, it's about time someone stopped Roman from talking. And he called himself the calm before the storm before Brock Lesnar entered the building. He's an advocate because, you know, he has to remind us of that. Fans started chanting Goldberg when he was going to give us a Royal Rumble spoiler, which is eat, sleep, elimination, repeat.
Sweet. After every time Brock eliminates somebody, he's going to take a nap and eat a cookie?
Well, he has 2 minutes. He does quick naps.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Like, I was going to say, they don't have time for him to take a nap and eat a cookie.
Like, his naps are like 10 seconds and he's fully energized.
That's terrifying.
I know. So, Brock Lesnar's going to win, he's going to main event WrestleMania, etc., etc. Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho came out, they are the U.S. Universal Champion together. Jericho said that he'll win, Owens will retain, and then they'll main event WrestleMania. Kevin Owens was like, I don't think that's a great idea, but okay, whatever you say. Seth Rollins came out, said he missed the entire WrestleMania Royal Rumble season last year, and there's no way to get him back into the main event than winning the Royal Rumble. Rollins told Heyman to tell that to his client, and to the big dog as well. And anything that happened in the main event of WrestleMania, Braun Strowman came out, he stared down Reigns, and then cue Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar comes to the ring like Brock Lesnar does. And then Sami Zayn, apparently out of nowhere, came out of the crowd and jumped Braun Strowman in the ring. It's like, Sami, no, Sami, you're stupid, no, no. So they all started fighting. Brock Lesnar got involved, starting German suplexing everyone, including Roman Reigns, and poor Sami Zayn, who just sold it like a champ.
Yeah, yeah, I think he got thrown into the next zip code, honestly.
The look on, it was a Lesnar Zane stare down, Lesnar smiled, Sammy was like, oh, crap.
I have miscalculated. I have miscalculated greatly. I'm about to die.
So he took the German, Braun Strowman got on the apron, they had a stare down, Roman Reigns then came in, hit the Superman punch on Lesnar, hit on Jericho and Owens, Lesnar got up, put an F5 to Roman Reigns, and left him laying, Brock Lesnar stood tall. This was a fun, exciting open to Monday Night Raw.
It was. It really, really was. You hit all your high points very, you know, basically right out of the gate on the show. You got Brock out of the way, which is always a good thing.
And I really thought he was coming back later, but no, no, he didn't. And we'll talk about that here in a bit. Going to 205 Live for a moment. Daivari beat Lince Dorado.
With Jack Gallagher watching.
They're setting up for their match, the I Forfeit match on 205 Live. I was bored. Not gonna lie, that was a boring match. Really boring.
Gallagher was good on commentary.
Yeah, he was. He was good on commentary, but the match just did nothing for me. So, continuing on with 205 Live, it was supposed to be Rich Swann in action until Neville jumped him. It was supposed to be Tony Nese versus Rich Swann. Neville jumped him. They brawled. Swann got back into it a little bit, but, at the end, Neville left him laying. So yeah, Tony Nese also got involved in the brawl as well. So, good way to build up Neville versus Swann, which is happening at the Royal Rumble for the Cruiserweight title.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little build up for that one. Also, in 205 action, because it's a whole thing, three matches. Poor ring crew.
Yeah, I feel really bad for the ring crew on this one. They had to change the ropes three separate times.
And one was just for a brawl.
Yeah. I mean, that's gotta suck.
And Cedric Alexander beat the Brian Kendrick after a backbreaker into a backstabber. It's called the lumbar check, because it really looks like your lumbar is hurt, because damn, it was impressive.
Flippy move.
Mm-hmm. So Cedric got the win. Alicia Fox was ringside, and Cedric teased hugging her and then walked away, and then they did a backstage bit where, you know, she sort of flipped out on the announcer.
Like she does. I mean, it's solid. It gets a point across, but it's just like, okay, all right, we're doing a thing. Okay.
Yeah. Enzo Amore and Big Cass beat Rusev and Jinder Mahal.
No surprise.
No real surprise on that one. Sheamus and Cesaro versus Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson with the 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait. Sheamus knocked the ref down first. Second referee came in after they hit the magic killer. 1, 2, 3. They're the new champs. No. The first referee comes up, reverses the decision, waving it off, saying he rules this match a disqualification. So Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows do not get the titles, but they get the win. It's a nice setup for the title match coming up probably at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I feel like Sheamus is going to end every match now with that. It's like he's just going to slug the ref and just, that's it.
I mean, it worked.
It worked. It was effective.
It was really
accidental.
It was very accidental. Yeah. Yeah. In what was probably one of the better moments of Monday Night Raw, and I have audio for it. So the main event of Monday Night Raw is Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, and Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn was talking strategy with his partners.
I see it going on. Gentlemen, first of all, before I even begin, thank you very much for joining me here. This is just how I'm, and this is off the top of my head, this is how I see it going on. Kevin Owens, WWE Universal Champion, not much more needs to be said. Obviously very destructive. Chris Jericho, cunning, wily, like a fox. Now, Braun Strowman, to me, is the focus of this match because he's big. He is the foundation. He's like a house. And I don't mean bungalow. Like, I'm talking, he's big. He's big. He's fast. He moves like a train. We need to focus our efforts on him. So this is what I'm proposing. I hear Seth Rollins. I hear cardio. Okay? I think you tire him out. We throw smoke screens style sort of barrage in his direction. And then, boom, Mr. Clean. That's you tonight. Cleanup action. We got Roman Reigns on cleanup duty. And before I go any further here, are you following me so far?
Sammy, look, we appreciate your enthusiasm, but we've kind of been here before, done this, so you head up.
Perfect. What I want to hear. Boys, perfect. All right, let's do this.
He's putting out the shield fist.
That's crazy than Ambrose.
Oh my god. Yeah.
You realize Roman just challenged Ambrose to go hold my beer? Like, you realize that's what that means?
Uh-huh.
Like, this dude's crazier than Ambrose. Ambrose is somewhere like, oh hell no, I can out-crazy him.
I can out-crazy him, yeah. I love that segment.
It was great. It was really seriously great.
And then from everything I read afterwards, it's like, if you've ever met Sami Zayn and had a conversation with Sami Zayn, that's how he talks.
Yeah.
So, that was awesome. New Day were in the ring. They talked. They're going to win the Royal Rumble. If one of them wins, they all win. Titus O'Neil came out. He doesn't want to be in a New Day this time. Oh, no. He wants just one of their spots. Told him to have a booty huddle. Big E said once he beats him Titus tonight, there'd be no more texts, no more phone calls, none of this Titus trying to get into the New Day. So it was Big E versus Titus. Big E won. No shocker. Can we end this whole Titus thing?
Maybe. I mean, it was a decent match.
But can we have no more Titus, please?
Ever?
Yes, ever. I don't need Titus on my TV. He does nothing.
I feel bad because Titus works so hard and he tries so hard, but there's just, like, nothing.
He has terrible matches. He's not athletic. He's slow-moving.
But he's a great spokesperson.
He's a great spokesperson for the company. Yes. Okay. Anyway, Charlotte's in the ring.
I had to redeem it somehow. I don't know.
Positivity. Team positivity. Charlotte made her way to the ring, talked about being the queen of pay-per-view and how she's genetically superior than everyone, and how she studies her opponents inside and out of the ring. She said the fans go crazy for Bayley because she's just an average fan like they are. And then she put up some photos of Bayley, young Bayley, who looks the same, when she was with meeting John Cena, Ivory, Rob Van Dam, and Bret Hart.
Just to name a few.
Just a little bit of name drops right there. Charlotte had Bayley's promos from childhood, put them on the screen. She was basically pointing out how Bayley's a fangirl, and how, you know, fangirls shouldn't be in a WWE Women's Champion. She mocked her for crying, went with the poem, and then Charlotte was sort of crying when she started reading Bayley's poem, and there was a Bayley, we want Bayley chant, and then Bayley finally came out, she had enough of her crap. Bayley took mic and asked Charlotte what she's doing. Bayley said she's showing the old photos was not necessary. She asked if she's ashamed of it. Charlotte said Bayley is just an average fan. Bayley asked if this is Charlotte's big strategy to try and get her ahead and embarrass her, because she's not embarrassed. She's not ashamed for her passion. Bayley said she wasn't fortunate enough to have her father make one phone call and get her in the ring, but she had a father who would take her to every event in San Jose, even if they couldn't afford it. Bayley said it didn't matter where she was in the building, whether she was front row or in the corner where you can't see anything, but said that she would be in that ring one day. Bayley said she had a new poem, Roses are Red, Violets are Blue, at the Royal Rumble, I Will Defeat You. She did a couple more promos, and it makes her smile when she thinks of beating her at the pay-per-view, ending the pay-per-view streak at the Royal Rumble. Bayley's music hit, and then the wacky inflatable armed two men came up as Charlotte was holding up the title. It's like, that pissed Charlotte off. It was great.
It was fantastic. Bayley's part in this was really, really, really well done.
Charlotte was a nice heel, but Bayley showed that your dream is possible, and that's the message you teach kids. If you want to be something, you work at it. You accomplish it. And that's what she proved. She was a fan. She wanted to do this. She's doing it now. And her biggest match of her career is happening in 2 weeks at the Royal Rumble. It worked.
It totally worked.
Worked for me. Then, we got the announcement on Monday Night Raw that ESPN broke earlier in the day. But before I get to that, I forgot there's one more thing. We had footage from earlier in the day where, on Facebook, apparently they leaked it or whatever, where Sasha Banks was being checked out by a doctor running back and forth in the ring, checking her knee, and got jumped by Nia Jax. I thought that was a great use of footage.
I thought that was a great use of footage as well. My only problem with it was you had Nia in her ring gear.
Yeah, yeah. Why wasn't she in her workout gear? It was just weird. Maybe she was in her gear because it was only an hour before the show. Who knows? Maybe that's the reason. Who knows? But she could have been out of her gear. It'd have been better that way. But anyway, that's beside the point. Now the news that ESPN broke. And we'll talk more about it on Thursday on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, which you can go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us for Show of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, and Media Interview of the Year at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote once a day We're only going to be plugging this till the end of the week, so go vote, WrestlingRateAwards.com. Anyway, back to news. Kurt Angle going into the Hall of Fame.
Well deserved.
Very well deserved. Awesome. It's Kurt Angle. You suck. But no, it's awesome. So yeah, we'll talk more about that on Thursday. Then it was the main event. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Sami Zayn taking on Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, and Braun Strowman. Good match.
I like the spot where Roman thought he was going to get Braun, and Braun just, like, choked him. He's like, I don't freaking think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, in the end, Strowman beat Zayn in the middle of the ring. Action was not done there. Strowman went, hi, Sammy, I'm going to take you home with me. He carried him onto the stage. He was going to put him through the table. Seth Rollins made the save with chair shots to Strowman. Reigns and speared Strowman on the stage. They showed, you know, highlights to get rid of Strowman. Rollins then pointed at the table. Reigns were going to put, they were going to put Strowman through it. Owens and Jericho ran up the ramp and attacked them from behind. They were going to powerbomb Reigns through, but Rollins made the save. Jericho ate a pedigree. Owens then took a chair to Seth Rollins. Reigns ran at Owens, who got hit with a couple of chair shots. One that looked like, ooh, that hit him good.
Yeah, it did. It was a little scary.
Then Owens looked at the table and went, Do you remember what you did to me at Roadblock? And he powerbombed him through the table.
Yep.
I like the ending. I like the ending. I thought I was really expecting Brock to show up back up, but I guess not.
Yeah, Brock was done for the night. They got him out of the way early, so you just had Kevin Owens take a small measure of revenge and look completely dominant over Roman Reigns, which was nice. It was very well done.
Which, you need to have Kevin Owens look strong.
Agreed. I mean, every once in a while, it's like, the way that he plays the character is he plays it very well, but it's like every once in a while, Owens needs to be strong. He needs to be dominant. He needs to look like that. And sometimes it doesn't need to be in the ring. It needs to be moments like this, where he just, like, you know, powerbombs somebody through a table. It's like, screw you. Because that's who Kevin Owens is.
Yeah. Kevin Owens has been lying at weight, and now we're going to probably see what the real Kevin Owens is like. Because if you think about it, he's all a lot of jokey, whatever. But when he has to be serious, he gets serious. And he needs to be serious come the Royal Rumble, because his belt's on the line. He has no backup. It's all on him. And he needs to be serious for it.
Yep.
So I thought it was a good idea, in the end, to have Roman take the powerbomb through the table and Kevin Owens stand strong.
I would agree with that, 100%.
As I try to get my voice back. So that'll do it for the Raw Post Show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, it's another edition of the Wreck.
That's right, folks. As we said at the top of the show, tune in Thursday night and also vote for us, WrestlingRadioAwards.com, where we are up for Show of the Year, Female Interview of the Year, and Media Interview of the Year. So go check those out. Vote for us. You have 1 week left. Voting closes January 19th. As for the regular show, well, news, notes, tweet of the week, NXT, SmackDown, and so much more. It's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Go to YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. You can see King of the Ring, King of the WTR Ring, the finals, myself versus Tim. Check it out. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight edition, is another edition of CB Radio. We'll have Say What? We'll have the Greater Than Great Debate, cartoon TV shows, and so much more at CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish. Go back and listen to Saturday's episode where we did the Greater Than Great Debate for ice cream flavors. CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be back with the Royal Rumble preview. 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll have the Royal Rumble entry contest drawing there live. We'll have picks and all that fun stuff. They're going to be talking the UK tournament as well on Wrestle Talk Radio. Tune in, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Sunday night, at WTR Sunday night, on Facebook and the Twitter. We'll be back next Monday night for the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw. Goldberg's going to be there. Brock's going to be there. Maybe an Undertaker. Who knows? It's Monday Night Raw. It's the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Again, if you would like to be a part of the Royal Rumble Entry Drawing Contest, contact us on Twitter, on Facebook, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Or any other social media. Just let us know if you would like to get involved.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
thanks to Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to Instagram.com/MBG1211 and go to girlwork.net. So, for Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rock. I'm right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, Long Airways, the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at wildtalkradio.com.
Radio.com.